This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Thanks to Shudder for supporting the Paracast. Shudder is a premium streaming video service from AMC Networks featuring a great selection of thrillers, horror, and suspense. Try Shudder free for 30 days by visiting shudder.com. Use the promo code Paracast. In the last few months over here at the Paracast with Gene and Randall, we've been bringing on guests that we haven't had before. So, Randall brought to my attention Cheryl Costa, who does an article called New York Skies for the Syracuse New Times. Cheryl becomes one of the rare people to do a UFO column for a newspaper. Now, Cheryl, I wanted to ask you first, the Syracuse New Times, is that like the Phoenix New Times, a weekly?
Yeah, it is. It's a weekly. In fact, very similar, yes.
I'll tell you, the New Times in Phoenix has done exposés that the Arizona Republic would never touch. Hard-hitting. How did you get this gig?
Well, okay, I was working for a different newspaper. I had just retired out of 32 years at Lockheed Martin, and I was sort of working on my second career in journalism, okay? Now, to say that doesn't mean I just got into journalism 5 years ago. No, I've been around the edges. I was an industrial film producer for the early version of my career was at IBM Federal Systems, which got bought by Lockheed. But I used to make industrial movies, made about 70 of them. And I produced a cable television program in 1991-1992. It was supposed to be a six-episode summer replacement program, and I did it on American witchcraft and shamanism. There was a little 400-word AP story went out about it, and suddenly there was a feeding frenzy, and I got a call from the station. We weren't even on the cable system yet, and we got a call from the TV station saying, ABC and CBS News are sitting here in the lobby, and they want to talk to the witches. And that launched in. We ended up producing 70 episodes of the program. It was supposed to be a six-episode summer replacement, you know. We did over 80, I think it was close to 88, almost 90 domestic and international interviews over a period of 2 years that we were doing the show. Quite literally changed the face of the craft. In fact, the original people who produced Charmed came to talk to us. We had Entertainment Tonight come and talk to us and did a big piece on Entertainment Tonight. Larry King had us on the night our show debuted. It was a pretty rowdy period, and I was in my 40s, and the host of my show was 25, and she quite literally had the world looking at her because she was the face of American witchcraft at the time. I've been around the media thing. I've been a talk show host at FM radio station in D.C. and that morning zoo show, a couple of those things parallel to my corporate job at Lockheed. People say, hey, Cheryl, you've had two lifetimes going here. And I said, yeah, works out that way.
I'll tell you, this is just interesting just talking about your background before we get into the UFOs. I used to know a Wiccan by the name of Dr. Leo Lewis Martello.
I've heard of him, but I don't know him.
I knew him back in the 70s. And we'd met him at one time. He was an interesting character. And then we knew another Wiccan, Penny Novak, from Philadelphia. And the reason I mentioned her is because she was a great woman who one time did a tarot card reading on me when I was trying to find my way out of a business deal that didn't go right. I had a business partner who had different priorities than I did. And she gave me a reading suggesting that, this is in Pennsylvania, I'd be plying my trade in New York. Plying my trade. Now, the interesting thing about this is that while she was doing this, I guess she was drawing energy from me because I fell asleep on her couch.
That happens. That happens.
Right. And then about 2 hours later, I get up. We were doing typesetting as part of our services. And I went to New York and did typesetting to earn a living. So I was plying my trade. Not because she said so, it's just how the circumstances changed. I was trying to decide what I should do with the rest of my life, and that kept me going through the second phase. I'm on the third phase now. That's another story.
Okay, let's go back to UFOs a minute. I went to work for a newspaper, and I was in the technical department. I was part of the electronics shop that helped support the equipment. There's breakdowns on the evenings of production. And we were also responsible for producing all the printing plates. And when I first started out, I maybe produced maybe 200 plates in the evening. By the time I was laid off 3 years later, we were producing probably 600 printing plates a night because they took on the physical printing of about 10 additional newspapers. So it was quite an operation. But the bottom line was back on November 5th, 2012, we had just started up the 700-ton Swiss press and was running, and all we had to do was sit back and wait for 90 minutes for the morning newspaper to be all printed. And I was just sitting there looking on – I had my terminal up. I had CNN.com up. There was a little sidebar story. Now, I've been around UFOs. I call myself a UFO bystander. So, I mean, I had my first experience when I was 12. You know, I had my second major experience when I was 18. When I was in the service. Over the years, my mother and I both read everything we could get our hands on. But I really wasn't involved with anything, okay? And then what happened was a little sidebar article on CNN.com that said, UFOs have been declining since the 1980s. Maybe they were always just an urban legend. And I looked at that and I said, wait a minute, this sounds like misinformation. This sounds like these aren't the droids you want kind of thing, you know? For the first time in my life, I went out to the National UFO Reporting Center, got on the web, went there, and I pulled up their year-end summary numbers and just dropped them into a little spreadsheet from like 1980 up to like 2012. And I plotted the graph, and it went up like a rocket. And I said, what memo didn't the UFOs get? I was just finishing up an entertainment writing degree. Essentially, it's a cousin to a journalism degree. My 40 years effort of trying to get a bachelor's degree, I finally kind of brought it all together. I started reading some of the UFO reports. And, you know, people tell you, oh, they're kooks and nuts that report these things, you know. And I get reading them, and I found that 90% of them were people just trying to get it off their chest. They saw something extraordinary, and they felt it was their duty to report it. I started taking the reports and writing them up a little bit, you know. Could I do like a regular newspaper reporter, completely vet the thing? No, I couldn't do that, okay? I don't know who it is. No, who, what, when, where, why? I can't tell you why, otherwise I'd be getting a Nobel Prize. I can't tell you who because the information's blinded, so I, you know, you can't out somebody. But I could tell you what, when, and where. So if I read a report on National UFO Reporting Center that said, me and my girlfriend were sitting on the hood of my car watching the sky, and we saw this thing, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, my story might read, Bob and Susie were on the hood of his 57 Chevy watching the sky. You know, I would tell the story that way. I mean, never let the facts get in the way of a good story, you know. And because it was an entertainment-type thing, I got away with it. I went to 13 editors up here in upstate New York. I got escorted out of the office. I got somebody called security on me and they escorted me to the door. I think my favorite response was one night editor. She looked up at me and said to me, what brand of tinfoil do you wear, Cheryl? You know, and I was getting pretty depressed about it. I finally reached out to a guy by the name of Larry Dietrich. Now, he had been a copy editor at the newspaper I worked at. And again, with all these layoffs and things, he went off to a different newspaper, became the editor-in-chief. So I went over to Larry, and he said, let's have a cup of coffee and talk first before I take a look at your proposal. I said, fine. So he talked to me, and this guy seemed to have read a lot of the same stuff. And I'm talking the old-school writings, you know, Frank Edwards, guys like that, you know. So I said, all right. I told him we talked about it for about 25, 30 minutes, and then he said, show me your slides. I had five pieces of paper. I tossed them up at him. He says, okay, we'll take a crack at it.
We're going to take a crack at these announcements, and then we'll be back. So what can I say, neighbors? The excitement is just beginning. We've got a lot more of this kind of stuff to come, so stay with us. Okay, Cheryl Costa joins us with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast. also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, this is going to be a fun show. Cheryl Costa is a firecracker. Just get on there and talk some mile of these things that were going on in her life and how she got involved in the UFOs. She writes the UFO column for the Syracuse New Times. And that sounds like a pretty good gig. We'll get into some of the interesting stories. But you were in the middle of the tale. Tell us more.
Okay, what happened was, he said, we'll try you out for a month. Now, for your millennials and your audience aren't going to get this, but anybody who's seen The Princess Bride, knows the term that one of the guys said, that the Dread Pirate Roberts said, well, you did a good job today, I'll most likely kill you in the morning, kind of thing, right?
By the way, the guy who wrote that, was it William Goldman?
Yes.
Died recently. This is one of the greatest films of its type ever done. Rob Reiner directed. William Goldman wrote the original story and the screenplay. And there are so many wonderful lines in that film.
Oh, I read the original paperback on it back in the mid-70s when I was in the Navy. I was on deployment. And that book got beat to hell because it was a hot fairy tale, you know, and everybody was reading it on the ship. Well, the bottom line was, he said, I'll try you out for a month, and if we don't like you, we'll dump you. I said, okay. So I published like 5 articles with him, and I get a phone call from him. He says, Cheryl, come on over. We need to talk. I'm going, oh, that's it. It's over with, you know. And I get over there. I'm about 10 minutes late getting in because the parking in their lot, it was all torn up for repaving and everything. I walk into the meeting. There's like 10 people around this big conference table, and Larry looks over at me and says, there's our rock star. And I looked over at him. I said, what are you talking about, Larry? He says, your column, you're drawing more page views than all of our, this is on the web edition, obviously, more page views than all of our columnists combined. And I'd only been on a month. So these days I'm read in something like 106 countries. You know, who thought in a little weekly newspaper in upstate New York you would touch the planet, literally?
Yeah, this is now, what, 6 years later?
5.5 years later. In fact, yeah. At the 5-year point, they decided to. I had had my book, my co-author and I, Linda Miller Costa, and I published the book UFO Sightings Desk Reference back in March of 2017. New York Times took it seriously and said, my God, somebody did the science. Actually, the line that the Pulitzer Prize reporter used on his editors was, here's a 2.5-pound book about UFO statistics. Some old ladies in Syracuse did the science. And they did this huge piece on us in Science Magazine in the New York Times. And that quite literally put Linda and me on the map. It's amazing.
Right. I've heard of that. It does sound absolutely fantastic. It sounds kind of innocuous at first, but when you get talking, tell us a little bit more about that book and exactly what it is so people understand.
All right. Well, what we did was we took all the data. This is from, let me go back a little bit. Back in 2015, I had a professor come to me and say, you write about New York. You seem to have county data for sightings. I need county data for this particular area of the Hudson Valley. And I said, boy, that's a tall order. Neither database really collects it. National UFO Reporting Center didn't collect county data at all. And MUFON did, but it was dependent upon the person making the report. And half of them don't even know what town they're in, let alone put their county in there. So I did, since New York State is my beat, I went ahead and collected all the data for New York State and had some numbers and charts. And I was showing them at the International UFO Congress. This got this guy's attention. So we got some additional information, did the entire state. I was sharing the information online with upstate New York UFO investigators. Some real old school guys were looking at this stuff. And what was happening is because now I had county data in there, we were seeing cluster patterns where we never knew they were. I'll give you an example. We all knew there was a huge cluster pattern in Erie, New York area out there, Niagara Falls, you know, and everybody called it the Lake Erie effect. What we didn't know was there was almost as many sightings in Monroe County, essentially the Rochester area, which they were all saying, my God, Cheryl, you've discovered a Lake Ontario effect. So Linda and I were sitting down over at our pub, staring across a couple of pints at each other. And this is in October 2015. And said, look at all the cool stuff we discovered here in New York State. What would happen if we did the whole country? And we just sat there and stared at each other like, I don't know about this, you know. And we said, okay, let's try it. Now, here's the deal you got to understand. Linda and I had our careers in Washington, D.C. for the most part. Okay, we were both what they call Beltway Bandits. We were government contractors. I worked for Lockheed headquarters. And Linda worked for a major company that supplies librarians to the research offices of various government agencies. Okay. She was the head librarian for the Environmental Protection Agency for 14 years. Okay. So she's the smart scientist of the two of us, by the way. She's got the science degrees. Me, I've got an arts and entertainment degree. I have a top hat and a cane. She's got the science background. So what we decided to do was download all the National UFO Reporting Center from 2001 to 2015 on the morning of January 1st, 2016. Okay? You wouldn't believe the bandwidth that's available on New Year's Day morning. Nobody's on, you know, it's great. So we had it all. We had all 50 states and the D.C. downloaded in under 3 hours. Back when we did the New York State stuff, we figured out what we weren't doing right. And because we were both the former defense contractors or government contractors, we had written process procedures. If you're cleaning up a database, do this first, do this second, do this third. So we actually had a written procedure. This is how you do it. New York State took me 6 months back in 2015. Okay. When we did it in the book, we did all 50 states in about 5 months. Okay. And then we started on the MUFON data. And we did all that in about 2 months because we really got smart. If I had to do it now, I could probably do the entire United States from both databases probably in about 2 months because we really know what we're doing now. And that's how we put the book together. Now, Linda, when we proposed the book, she was the brains behind it. She says, one, there's not going to be any cute little aliens on the cover. Two, it's going to look like a census report. And she knew how to do that. And three, it's going to be data. It's going to be scientific data, 21st century data, 2001 to 2015. Okay, because most UFO books, when you think about them, a lot of the UFO books out there were always about a crash here or a crash there. It sounded like an FM radio station. The best UFO crashes from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, and that was the feeling and theme of a lot of the UFO books out there. Everybody was telling stories. Nobody was publishing data. So when the book came out, in fact, we knew there knew something. We hit a nerve when we reached out to, we uploaded the stuff to Amazon. Published, they were our publisher, and normally you get your sample book, you know, usually within 48 hours to kind of, you know, proof it for, you know, technical mistakes and things like that, and that was unusual. The next thing we know, when we put up our final version of the thing, when it came online with that final version, they had already sold ads to Google and to BarnesandNoble.com to advertise the book.
We'll talk more about the book and its success. Cheryl Costa, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News. President Trump is happy after a federal judge rules that Obamacare violates the Constitution.
Great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats if the Supreme Court upholds. We'll be sitting down with the Democrats and we will get great health care for our people. That's a repeal and replace. A little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge.
The president delivering those remarks after he made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The family of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who was killed in Border Patrol custody is seeking answers and a transparent investigation into the girl's death. The family was trying to sneak into the country illegally when they were detained by Border Patrol agents, and President Trump sent out a tweet today saying that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke would be stepping down at the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Let's just cut to the chase here. UFO books traditionally do not sell very well. So you got to consider yourself special here, right?
Yeah. I've had a number of UFO authors that, you know, told me they sold 100 books, maybe 300 books if they were lucky. I can say this, we've sold considerably more than they have.
That's fabulous. So how many cases are covered in this book?
We don't cover cases. All we did was add up the numbers.
Numbers then.
How many? Numbers.
Like, yeah.
How many? 2015
data
book.
Points.
Okay. The press quoted us at 121,000. The number is 121,437. Okay? And then we ranked the states individually, and we ranked the counties within those states individually.
That's really great. Like, now, is there an electronic version of this so that people can search it?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No. You don't understand. You wouldn't believe the amount of people who have reached out and wanted to buy the database, scientists that were asking for it and everything. And the problem was, my attorney looked at it. We had developed certain algorithms. It's not just pure data. It's not just a pure database. In fact, the only thing in the database is the what, when, and where information, and like city and county, and that kind of thing. We took the story information out of the data. We didn't need it. Okay, we didn't want it. Okay, we kept it only there on the first pass of cleaning up to make sure we got time and dates information. Then we erased that column. We didn't care about that. We just wanted what, when, and where. Okay, so our attorney looked at it and he saw the algorithms we had built into our database to generate other information from the basic stuff. And he says, you got too much proprietary stuff here. You are not sharing this electronically. It's going to get stolen. So we haven't. I've had a lot of hate mail from people saying, this is the 21st century. Why didn't you publish it electronically? You know?
Yeah, leave it to the lawyers to screw things up.
No, wait a minute. Think about this a minute.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about how much benefit it might be to researchers to have a searchable version of it.
The problem is it was intended to be paper. I'll tell you why. I've had friends of mine tell me I'm a published playwright, okay? And I've had people say to me, well, Cheryl, you should be doing writing your plays on your pad there, you know? And I said, you know, I've got 4 dead cell phones sitting up in a box in my attic, okay, that will probably never be re-energized again, okay? And the information that's on them, photos, all that stuff is gone. They're still finding Beethoven's work or Bach's work in people's attics in Germany because they're on paper. Librarians have been concerned about this for a while, since the middle 90s to about now. This is going to be the age of the lost archives because all this stuff is electronic, and given the wrong kind of disaster, it's gone.
Well, at least you've got it out there somehow. There's nothing wrong with having some hard copy, that's for sure. Now, so that's absolutely fantastic. That's going to give our listeners an idea of the kind of depth that you put into the kind of work that you do. So now getting back to your work with the Syracuse New Times, let's carry on from there. So they hired you on, and it's almost six years later, and you've got a radio show, and you're now known in countries around the world for the kind of work that you do, which I have to add is definitely worthy of checking out. And we've got a link on our forum for anyone at the forum, and for our listeners to check out, go check it out.
The interesting thing with the New Times was that they waited until well after all of the press hoo-ha that generated around the book. The article for the New York Times came out online on the 24th of April, 2017. The print version was out there on the street on the 15th. And what was interesting was the next morning I get a phone call from the Times of London. And I had just recently retired. I thought I was going to be coasting, you know. Suddenly, I'm keeping up. It's taking me 8 hours a day to keep up with the interviews. And I'd never used Skype before the 15th of April. I literally had an engineer from a major television station talk me through how to install it over the phone so they could do an interview with me. You know, so it's been a very evolving and growth process for me. The other reason we don't have the electronic out there, we're still doing the research with it. And the attitude was, don't trump yourself. Don't give the data away to everybody and then not have anything to write about in your column. So, you know, I'm still doing serious research with the data, not just the numbers. Okay. I've got a couple of other people who are like MUFON investigators like that who have taken the book and done some serious, even though it wasn't electronic and it wasn't really easy, they were able to do research on their own for their area.
That sounds fabulous. So you said that you had your first sighting or experience at age 12 and then again 18 while you were in the service. Can we back up a little bit and
sure.
Hear how those went?
Okay, 1965, it was like August, about 3 weeks before school started up again. I was about 12. We were visiting an uncle and aunt up in the farming area up in southern New York, and they were up on a hill where their farm was. And it was a lovely late August afternoon, clear blue sky as far as you could see. We're coming down off the hill. It was a dirt road. My mother has my father pull the car off the road. We stopped, and she pointed out at this ball sitting out there in western sky, parked out there like a rock. Give you an idea how big it was. Hold your arm out, look at your little fingernail. That's about how big it was. And it just sat there. And my mom said, might be something the Air Force is doing. It might be a weather balloon. NASA was only 5 years old at that point, and she says, might be something NASA is doing. It might be people from another world. And this is the first time I'd ever heard my mother talk like that. We talked about it, and then we got back on the road and got down to the bottom of the hill and turned left onto the state tar road. And I crawled up in the back window. My brother and sisters were toddlers, so I crawled up into the back window of that Chevy Impala and just sat there and watched that thing as we were driving home because we were kind of driving east. And when that thing decided to leave, you know how they show starships in the movies when they go into warp, it goes, gone kind of thing?
Right.
That's what happened with this thing.
Well, that was no balloon, obviously, then.
No. And that changed me. That changed me for life. And I knew this stuff was real at that point. This 12-year-old knew it was real. So what happened was Mom and I started getting books at the library and sharing it and reading it and everything. Our copy of Eric Von Daniken's Chariot of the Gods, she dog-eared on the top of the pages. I dog-eared on the bottom of the pages. Our copy was literally destroyed because of what we were looking at and taking notes and things, sharing it with relatives, having arguments with aunts over coffee. It was fun. That was pretty much it, and we shared all this stuff. When I got in the Air Force, I volunteered for Vietnam. I was over in Vietnam. I was in Cameron Bay, Vietnam, which is on the middle coast of South Vietnam at the time. And we were essentially out on, it's almost like Virginia Beach. It was almost like a big sand dune, Cameron is. It's a peninsula, and it's all sand. So we didn't go through jungle survival school. We went through desert survival school. It was strange. So we're sitting there. The light pollution was nil. So this friend of mine and I had left the barracks. It was Christmas Eve, 1971. We were about 11:30, actually. We were walking towards the base chapel to go to midnight mass for something to do for Christmas, you know, stay with the tradition, so to speak. And we looked up in the sky, and we both saw this streak going across the sky. And then the attitude was, oh, yeah, it must be a jet. And it stopped. And Tom looks at me and says, you know, jets don't stop like that. Maybe it's a helicopter. I said, yeah, but helicopters don't fly that fast. And then it starts dancing around like a fairy up there in the western sky, and then pow, gone. And neither one of us had our minds at midnight mass when we got there. And amazingly enough, I was as paranoid as anyone else. I never spoke of it until about 15 years ago myself.
That's a really good sighting. And it's very, of course, you've been in ufology now for quite a number of years, so you know that that kind of a sighting is fairly frequent. They're distant objects often seen at night that perform those kind of radical maneuvers. That's how you know it's not simply a falling star or a meteor.
Yeah. We've got more to come with Cheryl, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let's proceed with Cheryl Costa. Randall?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, around Christmas time, you know, maybe it was some transport from hell coming into the atmosphere and, you know, getting ready to do some hocus pocus on people. And that makes a nice segue into one of your articles, Fallen Angels, Demonic Entities Encountering Extraterrestrial Xenophobia. So this fits in with some of your statistics, I believe. Where, what is it, around 3% or something, think that UFOs are some form of demonic manifestation?
Something like that. We're not sure of the real number, but we've got things that sort of point at that number. Yeah, something like that. There's a lot of people who have this idea that it is demonic. That's why I called the article about xenophobia, because we have a lot of people. I hear people all the time, oh, I want to meet an alien. You know, and he says, and why? Well, I want to learn all these great and wonderful things, you know. And I said, yeah, but you don't like the gay people, you know. You know, you should talk to them because they're like from another planet too, you know. That's the point. We have a big problem in our culture of not liking the other, somebody, some other, okay. And we have a real big problem with that. I didn't work specifically as my job, but I worked very closely with the diversity organization in Lockheed Martin. And I brought about the first LGBTQ employee support group in the corporate Lockheed Martin back in 2002. And in 2003, it was voted the best group in the country by the Out and Equal Workplace Summit. And it was a group myself and another lady founded. So, you know, I was into this diversity concept. And the more I got thinking about it when I wrote this article was, you know, we have a diversity problem here. You know, and the other thing you hear people say, oh, yeah, we can't wait to meet the Palladians and the Greys, and we don't want to meet those evil reptilians. We don't even know who these folks are yet. How do we know that the reptilians aren't our pals? So it's I get very cranky when I hear people already dissing somebody that we have not met yet and haven't had a chance to meet and evaluate.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And you know, we really need to be evaluated on the quality of our work and not necessarily beliefs or lifestyles that aren't related to it.
Well, there's a psychological aspect. We've been led to believe from our, you know, we have this. As mammals, we have this natural archetype aversion to snakes, okay? A lot of people equate the reptilians with snakes, you know? And, of course, there was a snake in the snake or a dragon in the Garden of Eden, you know? So we've had this kind of programmed into us that the scaly guys are our friend. And we don't know that. We do not know that. In fact, I tell you what, I'm more hesitant about the Greys because most people I've ever talked to who are experiencers have been touched by those guys. Well, they're taking people without their bloody permission, you know? And so, you know, that's why I wrote the article. that I said, guys, we really need to step back, take a deep breath, and stop labeling people we haven't met yet.
Well, that's a pretty healthy attitude. You must be also pleased with the shift in the media's attitude about UFOs that came along with this To the Stars Academy thing in the New York Times expose. So you were actually in this well before that came out, but how has that affected you?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, first thing, I gotta dispel that myth. All right. When I started writing my column, I had email from other columnists and reporters in town telling me I just shot my career in the head by writing this silly kook-based, conspiracy-based subject matter. That's the kind of mail I got initially, okay? But something very significant. In January of 2017, the up and down, you got to remember, the New York Times never said anything nice about UFOs from 1947 and since, and back in 68 when the Condon Report, they were the first ones to publish key passages of books saying it's kooks, crackpots, and should not have anything to do with this. Okay? And then in January of 2017, the CIA did like a little mini disclosure and released a whole bunch of documents from the 40s and early 50s. And here they were doing the same kind of research Linda and I were doing. Okay? And I think that sobered a few people up at the New York Times. So 2 months later, two or 3 months later, here comes our book. And it blew their socks off down there in the editorial office. And they quite literally put a headline on it. People are seeing UFOs everywhere, and this book proves it. That was the headline. So what happens 8 months after our book comes out? A big, huge story revealed by the New York Times and Politico that the Pentagon had this aviation threat program going, you know, and blew the whole lid off that thing. So 2017 was a banner year for all of this stuff in the press. Well, here's the problem. The subject matter of UFOs has been couched with, again, the kooks and nuts flavor for so long that most journalists didn't have an understanding of it. So when all that stuff came out during that 8 to 10 day news cycle back in December of 2017, you could sit there and watch the morning news things, and all the pundit commentators were struggling to talk about it in a meaningful way because they didn't know anything about the topic matter. They were not read on it. They didn't know anything.
That's a keen observation.
Okay, and when I reached out, and a half a dozen other experts reached out to media people and say, hey, I'm your regional expert, you know, I can give you a really good story, the local TV stations treated me kooks and nuts. When our book came out, I reached out to over 80 news organizations in the principal cities of the top 15 states in the country for UFO sightings, and all I got was the sound of silence and crickets. One newspaper took a chance on us, and it's funny. They had a freelance write the article. This was for the Seattle Intelligencer. Guy wrote the article. We did a really great interview over the phone. Plus, he had information about California. He turned, besides publishing in the Seattle paper his story, he published a California version of the same story, tuned that, and it was published in the online edition of the San Francisco Chronicle. Well, a month before, I had approached the science editors at the San Francisco Chronicle, and his email to me was, I'll pass. I said, can you tell me why you're passing on the greatest story never told? He said, oh, the issue of UFOs was settled long ago.
Oh, really?
You know, we're talking 1968 is what they're thinking about, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, but then it turns out it's a different crew of editors that publish in the online edition. And I get a phone call. I didn't know it published in SF Gate. And I got a phone call a little later that day from KABC in Los Angeles saying, hey, do you know your book set and the revelations from your book has set the internet on fire out here? And I said, what was the deal? And essentially what it really boiled down to is California's number one, rah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. But it fell off the news cycle very quickly. a lot. I approached a lot. I went back to all these other news organizations. I had a mailing list. I said, hey, we just had this great story in the New York Times. Look what's going on in California. I can give you a really great regional story with your local stats. And WGN in Chicago bothered to call me. Most of the other interviews I was getting were from foreign newspapers and foreign television.
Right, famous everywhere else but home.
Exactly. So recently, we've got the 2016-2017 numbers in the database now. So I reached out here in New York State. New York State moved up from number 6 to number 4. So I reached out to the news editors, news directors at TV stations and newspaper editors at newspapers in the eight principal cities here in New York State. And we're not talking New York City. We're talking Albany, Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, like this. And I reached out to them and said, I can give you a great story about the UFO sightings in this state. Here's my credentials. I know what I'm talking about. Crickets. So I got one editor to sit down and talk to me on the phone, and he told me, well, you guys come to us without a shred of evidence. I said, what do you need for a shred? What kind of evidence do you need? A cracked up alien craft in the mall parking lot with dead, bleeding aliens on the pavement? Is that what you need? What is it you need? When you say, you know, what if I've got the shred of evidence, but you won't even look at it because you got a preconceived idea that I don't have anything viable? I said, I've got numbers. These numbers don't lie, guy.
And here's a special last-minute announcement. Cheryl will be on After the Paracast this week. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Cheryl Costa writes the UFO column for the Syracuse New Times. More to come with Cheryl. Randall and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.